Got it, Rex.
G'day, how's it going, mate?
Good stuff.
Yeah, not too bad. I've just got a question for you. I had my car in there a few months ago.
Yep.
I got the old 94 Subaru Liberty RS.
Yep.
Now, you just went over it and, like, checked a few things for me to let me know what I needed and so on. I had a problem at the time. I don't know if you guys remember the car. It was cutting out power and just completely at random. I have since had it serviced, and the mechanic said there was no coolant in it. It was just water, right?
Yep.
And after he put coolant in it and serviced the car, right, the car's been driving better than it's ever driven before. It's not cutting out, and it's driving like it should, right?
Okay.
But when the car's cold, it struggles to start. Like, it really struggles starting. But when once it's warmed up, it's fine again.
Okay. And is it on the 85 or anything like that?
Well, it was a bit of trial and error. 98 seems to make the car run it at its best.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Did we tune it?
No. You guys haven't tuned it. I think you've worked on it years ago from the last owner, and then just recently with me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm just thinking, like, if I change the coolant temp sensor, is that something that affects the tune? I've got a feeling this car's got a tune on it already.
Right, so...
Sorry?
You don't actually know if the car's tuned or not, you think?
No, I've got no idea, no.
Yeah, right, and you just run 98 in it.
It's running 98, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it runs 98, yeah, it's the most comfortable on 98.
Yeah, yeah. What else have you tried running?
I just had 91 in it. And it was really smelly. Like,
yeah,
the fuel
it's not
was
like 91. So all of these turbo Subarus, they all need 98 minimum.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, don't run anything else in them. The starting, I'm not sure. We'd have to see it and have a play with it. It could be the coolant temp sensor, because that does have a big sort of impact on starting. So it's just the coolant temp sensor tells it how much fuel it needs to start in certain temperatures.
So you can
try that if you want, see if it makes it any better. I can't guarantee it will.
Is that, so the coolant temp sensor, if the cars had a tune, are there different sensors or do they all run the same coolant temp sensor?
It'll be whatever comes in the car factory.
Sorry?
Yeah, whatever comes in the car factory.
And so you'd never change the temp depending on a tune or something like that?
No, not at all, no.
Okay, alright. I just wanted to ask to see if it was like a common problem or something, because it's not cutting out before like it used to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Car's just full of mysteries, man. It does its own thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not too sure. Like, we'd have to see it to actually work that one out. But you can try a sensor, like I was saying, that could do it, but I'd say low chance. It could be something else in the background.
Yeah, because that's the only difference. Before he put the coolant in, it started straight away. But every now and then it would cut out. When he put the coolant in, it struggled to start, and it's driving, like, amazing.
Yeah, I can't explain that one to you. That doesn't
really... It's weird,
you know? Yeah.
It doesn't. Well, I'll change coolant temp sensor, and if that doesn't work, I might have to book it in with you guys, and you might have to...
Yeah, all good, we'll have a crack. If you change it, just make sure you use an OEM sensor.
OEM, yeah, no worries.
Yeah, don't use anything aftermarket.
Yep, all right, done.
All right, done, easy.
Too easy, thanks for that, mate.
All good, thanks. See ya.
Thanks, bye.